Each year, one in four of us experiences a mental health problem, yet many of us are feeling isolated, ashamed and worthless. Time to Talk Day is a chance for everyone to open up about mental health and to talk, listen and to change their lives. So I'm joined in the studio by Jay Thornton and by Scott W. We're here to talk about SEP, South Essex Partnership University NHS Foundation Trust. So good morning, boys.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, you nearly, I thought you were going to do that together.
Expected too much.
Yeah, I thought it might be a bit of a harmony first thing in the morning. Jay, if we start with you first of all, can you tell us what SEP is?
South Essex Partnership Trust is an NHS trust providing mental health and community health care across South East and West Essex and parts of Bedfordshire as well. So the project we're here to talk about today is the Buddy Scheme, and it's a joint project between SEP and Anglia Ruskin University. It was a project that, well, I'd started with SEP, I'd been there for a few months, and it was something that had been piloted about a year, maybe a year and a half before I joined. And they were looking to redo it again. They wanted to make it a regular scheme as part of nurse training, which I'm sure we'll come to later. And the opportunity arose. It was offered to, you know, members of our team, and I was the first one to put my name forward. I saw the email, quickly said, yes, I want to be involved. It sounds really good. Been developed since then. Well, I'm a qualified teacher by profession.
Okay, yeah.
Obviously fulfilling a slightly different role with SEP, but still within training. And I focus on particularly training our current staff, but also part of my role is looking at how we train our student nurses, so our future staff. And the Buddy Scheme fits into that category. So it's a learning opportunity for our second year student nurses in the mental health field at Anglia Ruskin University. It's a learning opportunity for them to learn from service users firsthand about living with mental illness.
Now, Scott,
yes.
W, who does a show here on Phoenix FM, you've been involved
Phoenix
with
Baltimore,
the yeah, you've been involved with the station for, is it about 2-3 years?
It's 2 years, yeah.
2 years. I thought you were going to say it seems longer.
No. No comment.
No comment. You're part of the Buddy Scheme, so how did you actually get in? What did you hear about it for a start?
Right, well, blimey, I can't remember that far back, but I do remember when I started. Now, I'm a buddy. With the scheme now. How the scheme basically works is service users are paired as buddies with the student nurses, which are second year student nurses. I started 2 and a bit years ago now, so I've had a few different rounds of the scheme. Where it's different from perhaps other projects and what we're here to talk about, co-production, which is it's a 50-50 thing between the service user or, if you prefer, somebody with living experience of mental health conditions. Student nurse does not have perhaps seniority or however you want to describe it, as they might do in other things. And it's not sort of therapy as such. You're passing over your experiences of mental health and indeed mental health services as well to pass them the experience that you've had, so they have, as I call it, as Jay will know, a leg up before they qualify and go into services.
What sort of areas do they cover? Is it for people with depression, or is it right the way across the
board? It's right the way across. We don't do it by diagnosis or a label, as people prefer to think of it. It's right across the spectrum. So in that sense, it's sort of all-inclusive.
How often do you actually sit down or talk? Do you talk over the phone, or is it in person?
No. It is in person. There are 4 one-hour sessions. The student nurse, would you meet them in person? Usually it's sort of one session a week, isn't it, Jay?
Yes, that's right, yeah.
Yeah, so it's sort of spread across 4 or 5 weeks. It is intense, but as I say to a lot of people about projects like this, a lot of worthwhile things are not easy and are also intense. That just comes with the territory, really.
When the client sits down and they're having a discussion, what sort of things do they actually talk about during those sessions?
The 4 sessions have been split into themes, and there's a workbook. It's not a book that they have to follow specifically. It's a guidebook to guide their conversation, but it's all aspects of living with mental illness. So we focus on the person, for example. 1 week we'll focus on the healthcare that service user has received, and positive and negatives. 1 week we'll focus on the relationships. So, you know, relationships with family, with work, with society. The questions there, as I said, as a guide, but the conversation should be quite natural. We're hoping for a deep relationship, you know, to build where they get to know each other. There's an understanding of the service user's experience. We hope our students come away from it with a better understanding of what it's like to live with mental illness. Mm. We hope that they see beyond what you'd call the patient. So beyond the diagnosis, beyond the medication, beyond some of those physical signs that a service user might show if they're, you know, been admitted to hospital, there is a person behind all that. Mm. And we want our student nurses and other medical and other clinical staff to see that that person's there. And that's what the scheme is all about.
Because obviously in the past, there's been quite a lot over the last sort of 10, 15 years, there's been a lot of cuts in services for people right the way across the board.
At the moment, this comes from, for South Essex, it comes from SEP's training budget.
Yeah.
Obviously, as you mentioned, budgets are always an interesting topic. There's always funding cuts. It is something that is a priority for us. We believe it has huge benefits for our students. Really, mate, we see, as well as the lecturers at the university, as well as the mentors when they're on placement, they all see the difference over those 4 weeks from before to after, and the difference in their thinking, the difference in their assignments they're handing in, the difference in their practice when they're on placement. So it is a priority. We think it's money well spent, and it's something that's going to continue to be important to us.
See, the thing is, a lot of people focus on diagnoses, whether it be single or multiple, but it's what is the most important thing is the effect it has on service user, client, whichever word you want to use to describe it, their daily life. That's the most important thing. That's certainly what I believe is more important than the diagnosis that gets written on a piece of paper. And the thing with this project and why I believe in it as much as I do, which is it's unique in that the experience and the knowledge that the student nurse gets, they wouldn't necessarily get anywhere else because on placement they do tend to shadow staff. You know, where else are you going to get this sort of level? I mean, this is a great example of how co-production works, and it's certainly something that I would like to see as a sort of a leaf, a springboard to more projects further afield and more varied ones, because, you know, we've spoken a little bit, haven't we, about this project itself could balloon.
It originally came from Kentner Medway Trust, who gave permission to SEPT and ARU to use the scheme and the workbook that they had created. However, there are pockets of interest. Yeah. There's some interest from over in Cambridge, where ARU have some campuses over there.
Yeah.
There's some interest in other universities in Essex. There's interest in SEPT in other disciplines, like some of our occupational therapists in their training. And there are pockets of things going on in other trusts across the UK. As far as I know, there's nothing, and certainly in our locality of kind of South East England, there's nothing that's quite as large. You know, you might have a day or half a day in some questions. The difference with this is it's the one-on-one. It's the 1 hour each week over 4 weeks that gets you that deep understanding from the student's point of view of what it's like to live with mental illness. And I don't think there's quite that scale of scheme out there elsewhere. Not that we know of, anyway.
And Scott, is for you, what have been the benefits? It's two people together, you're chatting and getting your point across. They're taking in the details that they can use for future reference when they're dealing with patients.
Indeed.
You know, what do you get out of this?
The interesting thing is some people sort of think of it as a two-way thing. Some people think, yes, you're benefiting students, but they're also benefiting themselves in terms of perhaps learning to express themselves perhaps better. I do it very much with student nurses, and I'm very clear on that. It's for their further knowledge going forward, and as I said earlier, it is a leg up for them, because when you think about it, when they've just qualified, they've had 3 years of tutoring, and they're out into the big wide world, yes, having placements and what have you beforehand, but you don't stop learning. This does apply to present staff as well, to be fair. It should be wheeled out further afield. But also it shows just how important co-production is, that, as I said earlier, that how important the service user is. I mean, what I would like to see in a few years' time, and service users and those with living experience of mental health are almost viewed as a, I don't want to say professional, but almost that sort of thing in a different way, almost create another field. Because there's a lot of people out there that could benefit.
Yeah,
and benefit staff going forward, and it just needs the top brass of various organisations to sort of open their eyes a little bit more and sort of say, right, this is a good way to go forward, let's persevere with it, basically. Everybody needs to feel valued, the service users themselves and the student nurses as well, and it's good. One good thing is, as this scheme was kept going, it does seem as though, I mean, we talk about this, don't we, Jay, that the students do seem more, that they're more aware of it, let's say, and they perhaps, I don't want to say prepare more, but I think they're perhaps more aware of how important the scheme could be.
Definitely. We met with the new cohort of students on Tuesday, and there was a real excitement in the air about it. They'd heard from previous cohorts. I think we've done this five times now, maybe six. And so, of course, that news, this whole idea of the buddy scheme has got around, and lots of them know about it. Mm. We've had conversations with, I've met some year one students who we'll see next year for the buddy scheme, who already know about it. You know, they've been at the university for 6 months and they've heard about it already and are excited. And this is, for them, a year off. So there is a real excitement. They know what it's about a little bit. I think they know it's a great experience. They know it's a great honour, you know, and privilege to be able to sit with a service user for so long. You know, that person, someone like Scott, gives a lot of time up to the scheme, as did the whole of our team. You know, it's not just the 4 hours, it's the travelling there and back, it's the workshop before to prepare and everything else that goes with it. And of course, there's the fact that they're talking about, you know, moments in their life when they're at their most vulnerable.
Yeah.
And that takes a lot of emotional strength to get through, which I'm often amazed. They're in chat with these complete strangers about vulnerable times. You know, it's a very selfless thing to do, you know, so that the future healthcare will be better.
How many people is actually on the team at any one time?
It depends on how many students we have. We have a team of about 25 and about seven carers, albeit some aren't involved. It's often due to work commitments or they're on holiday, family commitments, etc. So we've got 20 students this time. We've got 19 buddies, 19 service users, and we've got five carers. The previous cohort, we had slightly less students, and so we had slightly less actually involved. A couple had a break, one or two take on other roles. For example, Scott is a buddy to a student. He's also helping coordinate on the days. We've got a very, very busy timetable of back-to-back meetings at our venue, where literally one meeting will end and the next one will begin. Mm. And so Scott's helping us to coordinate that.
He's laughing. He's sitting there laughing.
I didn't think you were going to mention that. That's why.
Well, yeah, if you don't, we're stuffed. So.
Well, that's very gracious of you to say, Jay. I was preferring to stay modest, to be honest.
I just got out of the corner of my eye. I was like, he's laughing, isn't he? Yeah, he's getting in the corner.
Smiling, yeah,
he knows smile, how busy it's going to be. It is some of the days we've got something like 15 hours of meetings to fit into a 5 hour timetable. And so we've got multiple rooms, but it's we're gonna be running backwards and forwards and, you know, stopping that meeting, getting another one going. It's gonna be exciting, I think.
So it's gonna be hectic.
Hectic and exciting. I'll go with exciting, it's more positive.